When students and staff at Rosa Parks Elementary decided to make their school greener, they set what they thought was a realistic goal, a 10% reduction in overall energy use, saving the school around $15,000 to $20,000. But a year later, Principal Leslie Thomas took a look at the numbers.
When the $52,000 figure appeared on the data sheet, I was very surprised.
All told, Rosa Parks had managed to reduce its total energy consumption by 47%. Going beyond the usual methods like swapping out light bulbs, the staff armed students with post-it notes they could stick on doors and computers to remind everyone, even teachers, when they were wasting energy. On hand to award the school an Energy Star plaque, Congressman Ben Chandler said it's initiatives like these he wishes President Obama would highlight in his speech on jobs next week.
Well, I'd like him to talk about this. I mean, I don't know that he will, but I would like him to talk about this because I think this is one of the keys. I think it's one of the best ways to go about resolving that problem.
That problem, an unemployment rate that's expected to hover around 9% through the next presidential election. Chandler says he's glad the president is addressing jobs, but wishes he had focused on the issue sooner. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Josh James.